This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hey, how's it going? You all right?
Yeah, good, man. Yeah, I forgot our clocks went forward, so fucking...
I'm just messaging my son. The little Herbert, well, I say little, fucker's taller than me now. Tom's food order. Yeah, chef's night off. I ain't fucking cooking dick. Well, I might cook a dick, actually. Have you got a dick I can cook?
Doesn't he cook?
Dick.
He cooks dick.
Doesn't matter. It's clearly wasted on you. Your your brain's all discombobulated from the time zone change, isn't it, bruv?
Yeah, that's it, bruv.
That's it. Fucking mucky little cunt. Look, someone wants to join the meeting. Hello, we are living in the future. Dun, 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 dun.
Rasta monkey.
Pasta monkey.
No, was it an Instagram channel? What, Rasta monkey?
Oh, right. Okay. Never heard of it.
It's an AI thing. It's a monkey with dreadlocks running around with a camera on a stick.
Right. That sounds culturally and there's always someone chasing suspicious.
Him. Yeah. Someone's chasing him or he's blowing up something or stay illegal, man.
Dear. What are them Watty Melon? Bloody hell, it reminds me of that satire Idi Amin album I've got.
Yeah, so I was just thinking of it.
Jesus. I mean, because it's about a nasty bastard, are we allowed to use it as a basis of, like, comedy? Or is it still, like, a bit like
real
racist?
What was he doing about Hitler?
Hang on, Idi. I don't know if this will work. I've not really set up the... audio properly for Google Meets yet. Hang on a minute.
Hello, enormous listening world.
Can you hear that? That
heralding amazing new departure in Ugandan entertainment, namely the production of the amazing cinematographic film. Either item, what about the what?
Yeah, I'm slightly uncomfortable about that. Anyway, that's because I'm...
that'll be the butt plug on your chair.
Yeah, that'll be it. We've got to talk about chairs later, what with me being an old man. Good evening, good morning, and good fuck off, dear listener. This is Strange Times. God, I'm putting on my big boy's voice, aren't I? This is strangetimeshow.com. I'm David, or Davian. I don't know. I can't be asking myself Davian anymore. I only use it as... ways of picking up hot chicks. Yeah. Huh? No. Yes, and we have... we're all on
chips.
Video, and I've got to really do something about the lighting. Look at my hair. Yeah, we got Kat and we got Dom.
Yo.
Correct.
Yes, I am very, very erect. Stop the press. Hang on a minute, I've got a sound effect for that. No, that's wrong. I'm going to Manchester next year. To meet Dom and my mate Paul Gill, who wrote those fanzines for Factory Records and the Hacienda. And we're going to go see The Cure.
Yeah, boy.
It's going to be fucking brilliant. Yeah, managed to get a ticket after quite a lot of stress because the whole buying ticket system is fucked, isn't it? I mean, like, if the band's half big... then you're going to get fucked on the old money. And, like, no one likes to do lots of gigs and in, like, medium-sized venues. They just like doing a couple in big arenas. I'm a massive fan of arenas, unless it's...
Who knows what's ticketing over there?
Well, Ticket Bastard seems to have the big share, but...
it's a Ticket Master, Ticket Tech.
Yeah, they're cunts. There's also was it Access, AXS, and, yeah, some other companies.
They're all the same, basically. I think I got mine from Skiddle, whatever the fuck Skiddle is.
Skibbity bop bop. That's racist.
So I read about back in the good old days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. Good old days sound effect.
Yeah, so you're a band. You get paid a fortune. From the record company to make a record. You make a record, you put it out, you sell thousands and millions of copies, you make your fortune, and then you go on tour to promote the record. And nowadays, it's completely the opposite way around. You make fuck all on the record, so they'll do like 57 different versions of the same fucking album, put it out almost as a lost leader, purely to get people to go to the tour where they make the money. And yeah. If they're going to make money, they'll play as big a venue as possible and as often as possible. So you'll see artists releasing two albums a year now, which is just ridiculous. You go back to the Stone Roses, like 10 to 15 years between albums.
Right, isn't it? And then when the second album came out, it wasn't that good, really, was it? I mean,
It was on the Ticket Tick or Ticketmaster, one of those bastards in the US, and they were loading, just like trying to monopolize everything, and they actually were buying arenas so that they could control the tickets and the arena, so they could just gouge everyone. Yeah.
Don't over here. I think O2 bought a load, but I think that's in conjunction with somebody.
AIDS.
AIDS FM. Yeah, because that's the thing. It's the same with movie tickets, isn't it? Cinemas used to make money when they put a film in the cinema. Now cinemas make fuck all off the film, just all off the food and drinks. So a lot of these companies have thought, well, hang on, we're losing money from putting films in. We'll make it all by selling fucking popcorn and whatnot.
Especially the whatnot. Yeah, got to watch out for whatnots. They're cunts.
Can I have a bag of whatnots, please?
What if I whatnot out of this?
Well, it's so difficult. It's so huge.
Whatnot.
That's a bit of a comedy cul-de-sac. I was going down there. Oh, hang on. What sound effect for that? Okay. So, Kat, you miserable can't-tell-the-time goit. How's your lovely week been, man?
Week's been okay. Last weekend, I went to my sister-in-law's
Fister.
40th birthday. Fister-in-law.
For Fister-in-law.
You hear what you want, don't you?
Well, yeah, I certainly do, and I've heard the podcast title. Thank you.
You heard Fister-in-law, and I heard 14. What did you say?
Fuck it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, oh, welcome to Dom's Island. I mean, there's no cameras there.
Dom's Island. Hang on, I've forgotten it now. Was it Fisterhood or what? Oh, I've forgotten.
Fister-in-law,
that's right, sorry.
Yeah.
My brain has turned to piddle.
Oh, God, yeah. So I went to that last weekend and we stayed in the city. That was good. This week, the flooring went in the house, so the wooden floors are in. Always handy having the floor in. I had to take two colour things, swatches, whatever, for the blinds.
You can't say that these days.
What?
It's swatches of colour. You can't say coloured swatches.
All right.
Bloody hell. Fucking...
Sorry.
Can't wait till you get your ID card.
We've had ID cards for fucking years. They're called mobile phones. I don't know why everyone's getting so fucking wound up about it. Jesus, just fucking worry about whether your cock's going to work or whether your fucking tits are reaching you. There's other things to worry about. Don't fucking stress about things that you cannot change. Just worry about... Getting your
change
balls,
the Prime Minister.
Getting your balls wet. One moment, curry
doesn't resemble a jellyfish.
Or getting your balls and curry. Sorry, going.
What else have I been doing? Yeah, house is moving along, so I went there to take some pieces of colour wood.
Racist.
Wood with colour.
Racist.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, one was white. That was the best one. The other one was off white, which wasn't as good. And when I got there, like the people doing the flooring, I said, I can't come in and just... So I had to walk over the floor that they just put in, and they didn't understand any English. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I wonder how they coordinate exactly what's being done here. And they just sort of waved me through. They didn't have a... Not that I care if they can speak English, as long as they can put the floor down. That's all I care about. So I had to go and do that.
I don't care.
I'm about to get gouged stupid with... I've got to get a driveway put in. Obviously, but
gouged. Ooh.
Yeah, my wallet.
How much has Kat's wallet been raped this week?
Well, it's about to get bone stupid. So I've got to get a driveway for the house. Yeah, that's obvious. And then I thought, okay, well, if it goes around in front of the house as well, that means I can my daughter can park her car off street as well. All right. And then the people, the builders recommended getting a concrete path around the house. All right. So I get a concreter out there to give me a quote. He's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll do this and blah, 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 blah. It might be a bit thicker on the sides. He said, pick a colour. That's great. My wife picked a colour. Just give me the quote back. I want you to guess the cost. Like it's 110 square metres of concrete. I want you to guess the cost they quoted me for, I think it's a dark grey concrete around the house.
Sorry, how much again? So dark grey outside concrete for what area again?
There's a 800 mil path, which goes roughly around the house. And there's a driveway, which is about, I don't know, regular driveway width with an extra bit on the side in front of the house. So it's 110 square metres.
$6,000.
Oh, God, you're so fucking
That's going to be way lower. Literally 3,500 would be ridiculous.
Oh. Hang on. Should we have some sound effects for this? Because this is actually quite exciting. After 13 years, we've got something exciting. I've got to find a bed for this now.
Drum roll.
Oh, a drum roll, yeah.
Now, what do you guys guess? We'll play higher and lower.
Well, I said 6,000.
All right, higher.
What? 12.
Oh, higher. What?
15.
20. Higher.
22. Ridiculous.
Higher.
What the cocking fuck?
28 and a half.
Jesus Christ.
That's about £4. So I looked at that and went, maybe it'll be just under 20. Because it's a fair bit of concrete they've got to do.
It's a bit of tarmac and some paving stones. Fucking hell. I don't know about they saw you coming. I think I saw your dad coming as well. Oh, Jesus. We dead.
Yeah. You did say that. There's no prostitutes that need to bury you or anything like that and turn a blind eye.
Oh, that's what it is, the fucking brass.
It's not your driveway, okay?
It's not my
drive,
is it?
Yeah, so
I just need to add, we're not anti-women at all, and we think every kitchen should have one. Right, lads? Thanks. Just imagine, right, if like after like 13 years finally someone thinks, oh, I've heard about this podcast, let's give them their big chance, and that's the bit they listen to. And like they walk away like setting fire to the millions of dollars that they were going to give us for just doing this. All because I made a half a
Yeah, so that's pretty much what's been going on. I've got quotes for the fence, and that's all locked in around the house. But I've got to get, because they scraped off so much soil from the site, getting rid of the asbestos after they didn't check for the asbestos in the house, the old one, and then just smashed it down and went, oh, look, there's asbestos here. Now we better fucking scrape the whole site.
Oh.
So now the house is sort of on a rise. So it's about, I don't know what, 40 centimetres lower in some patches. So I've got to get dirt to pay some cunt with a fucking truck to drop a shit ton of dirt there.
So when they're breaking all that stuff down, did they smash your back doors in?
No.
Have you not got a wheelbarrow? You know, it's like go out to a park, get a wheelbarrow full, bring it home, and keep doing that.
Yeah, that might be. Just pinch all the turf from the park. We'll go to a football oval. That'd be good.
Turds in a park.
Yeah, turds in a park.
That's the name of the new Oasis album. Yeah.
Which podcast was that?
Oh, sorry. If you're listening north of Watford, he meant to say podcast.
Podcast. I was listening to a podcast ages ago. I didn't want to talk to you guys this. Where this Australian comedian Justin Hamilton, I think. Him and one of his mates took LSD and went to the casino in Melbourne.
Oh, so they were
off their off their faces, and they only lasted a little while. They really started to kick in, so they left. And they were sitting down in a park, and
People and trips.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting in the park, and one of them said to the other, "Can you see that?" And they said, "What?" And I was over there. And he goes, "Oh, yeah, I can see that." He goes, it's two clowns, like, doing, was it leapfrog? Two clowns playing leapfrog in the park. He goes, "Yeah, I can see that." But they went over to look at these two clowns that were playing leapfrog in the park. It turns out there's two skinheads. One was back door and the other one. And they weren't happy that these two guys... they weren't happy to have been having two people just wander up and go, "Oh, hello, Mr. Clown."
Well, you're not very good at jumping over him, are you?
you keep getting stuck. Oh, and now you've spilt your lemonade on him. Bloody hell.
How was your lovely weeks?
Fucking shit. Dom, how was your week?
mine's been all right, actually. I was handed over a rewrite to the union, and we've been liaising with them, and it's all been done really well.
You won't get us, we're part of the union.
I might even have to take some time off, because it turns out I've got a shitload of days left, and there's not much of the year left, so...
Right.
Might be time to take some holidays.
Care or genitals.
What? What?
M-I-N-G-E.
So, rewrites, and then you're taking some time off, and I think Kat was saying before I was so really interrupted with my crap sound effects, asking you about Egypt. Now, last time we asked you about Egypt, I think you said I think quite vociferously, we're not up for going.
No, we've got...
AIDS.
We've got mud in there.
Look. Hello.
We've got mud in there.
Someone with your cat.
No, it's a very, very big dog. But we've got two old codgers of dogs. One's 14 and one's 12. We don't want to risk it.
Right. So, yeah, you don't want to risk it with 12-year-olds, definitely.
Well, not again, anyway.
Yes, that's right.
There was a time to play the Grange Hill theme, that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so without being a bit too macabre, I don't want to go abroad and dancing and dropping it.
Right. So, okay.
We're going to go on holiday next year.
So, right, okay.
Possibly.
Oh, well.
Okay. So tell us about your horrible week, Damien.
Actually, it wasn't too bad. It's just I'm tiring of having to put in the effort not to cunt everyone off at work. Because the immediate group of people I work with, my team, like the people I allegedly train, they're all really nice people, like they're really good. And like, I get on with the team manager, I get on with our operations manager. But everyone outside of that arena, it's like fucking cunt central and everyone's invited. And it just gets exhausting after a while when you're not really built to be that much of a sociable person. I don't know why they picked me to be a trainer, to be honest. But dealing with people sometimes, you just want to say, just fucking shut up and walk away. We're not quite Tory rich enough for me to retire yet. So I'm going to fucking work for a few more years, isn't it, bruv?
So is your OnlyFans not working then?
There's not much.
Get some new zucchinis.
There's not much market for chodes dressed up as various Dickens characters. I think I might try Enid Blyton next. Okay.
What's your website?
Yeah, not half. What?
What's your website? Was it grahamflaccid.com?
No, it's penisland.com.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I bought some new toys for the studio. Kind of just
software basing. No, I don't want to see those.
No, I got this. I got these drum machine emulators, so I can do drum beats now using the sounds from the Oberheim DMX, which was made very famous by Blue Monday by New Order, and also the original Lindrum drum machine that was like used in every 80s song, and it sounds pucker.
You hear that, Dom? See, 5 minutes ago, it was not Tory enough to retire yet, and then rolls into in the studio. I just went and bought a bunch of new shit.
Yeah, but because I've bought all this shit, I have to keep on working.
I can't retire because I'm in my fucking glass shed, extension for my 19 grand worth of stuff I've just bought this week for fun, for just fucking about with. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Genesis, so ugly.
Throw another orphan on the fire, Lord Bastard.
What's that?
Lord Bastard. I like that.
Burnout peasants. He's annoying me.
Yeah.
I can't really say much because I spent about 300 quid this week on the fucking Prime Day things and buying records. And
yeah.
Like
oh, I bought some new high tops of vastly inflated price from America.
£17,000.
Let me get a link. Some really nice classic Reeboks, vintage Reebok, the pump hexalites. I'm going to
400 quid. And then the right one's another 400 quid.
Yeah. let me put it in our chat and you guys can have a look.
Let's look at this fucking stupid picture.
Yeah, from America?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Were they hanging over a telegraph pole? Wire?
No. What? Those are fucking vintage fucking high-top Reebok pumps, man. They are the fucking mad note.
Matt's nuts.
Yes. Yeah. Indeed. So that was a bit of a highlight.
So change made in Bolton, sent to America, and then you're bringing them back to...
That's Oregon. Right. Yeah, I'm just going to stay clear of Liverpool in case they put me up on blocks and nick my trainers. I need to get my acoustic guitar fixed a little bit, actually, because the scratch plate's peeling off a bit. And I don't know why. It's getting on a bit. It's not quite as old as me, but it's getting on a bit.
Yeah,
not much else has happened.
Is it incontinent too?
Yes, it is actually. It pisses genius whenever I play it. As if.
And it also has a G string on.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I like a G string. Yeah, that's about it. I haven't even bought much in the way of vinyl recently. Radio show's going great. The Bitter Sound Experience live on Noisebox Radio, 9 till 11 p.m. UK time. Noiseboxradio.com. We do things different.
Yeah, we didn't ask. we didn't ask.
You fucking cunt.
What about the other radio show? Listen to this. I've got two radio shows.
Radio Jackie, the sound of the Southwest. There's a build-up of several cunts on the A3, mainly in Audis. And don't drive through Surbiton if you're darker than a coloured cardboard box. Now, weather.
It's pissing down.
It's pissing down with cunts in Wanksville. And avoid...
It's always pissing down.
Yes, it's always pissing down.
That's one of my... Because my wife always wants to watch those
gay porn.
UK TV. Oh. yeah, that's all right.
Whack, whack. Oops. Pardon me.
Those UK murder shows. So every time I think, let's go look at the body. It's always fucking dark or middle of the afternoon, wet, raining. Oh, it's summer again. It's fucking always wet. Or what's that one, that show that Ian McLeod and whatever he does where they get some old piece of shit house and someone spends about £1 million fucking trying to resurrect it.
Oh yeah, to make it look like a marble ovary or something.
Yeah, something like that. I kind of what it's called. That's it, yeah.
Grand
he gets out of his car, he's got some huge fucking codon dying from the fucking mold.
A word of warning. To go back to your mammoth house building thing, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's this scientifical phenomenon. Thank you. Where about 5 minutes after the sofa arrives, you will blink and it will suddenly be covered in 50 fucking cushions. This is the sofa that you would have chosen by going to a shop, sitting in it, going, oh, this is really comfy. Let's have this sofa. It'll be great in our house. No word of any need for cushions was there in that sentence or two. No. Yeah, mark my fucking words, as sure as Trump's a racist. You blink and it fucking covered in cushions.
You wound up in a South American prison.
Yeah. Maybe I better edit that bit.
Now, my wife's not really like that. Well, her little sister, their couch is fucking all cushion.
It's covered in spunk, isn't it?
All cushion.
Oh, whoa. Right, blurb and spunk. Sorry, get it
well,
right.
I bought a nice green swivel chair, armchair, and it's already got a blanket. There's no room for cushions on it. It's just like perfect one-man size. Spins around. It's lovely, lovely green. Goes with the walls. And now it's got a blanket all over it where you can't see it. What's the point?
Yeah.
It could be like a cardboard box or something.
Yeah, it's like about as much point as having those like little lace doilies that you put over the fucking toilet roll. What's that all about? We know what it is. Over in posh houses in England, like you'll have a roll of toilet paper, but there'll be sort of like a doll, a figurine, and the dress is like a big doily. Fuck yeah. The sort of thing that Hyacinth Bouquet would have in 80s. Her bedroom. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Gives me the my fucking shits. I bet she did. She was a filthy little tat, wasn't she?
Still did.
Still a filthy little tat. Dear, oh dear. now a quick word from our sponsor. Thanks.
Oh, did you listen to that Shifty Brent thing on YouTube?
Which one? You send me more videos than my children.
No, I was on the chat.
Oh, what, the Facebook chat or the Insta?
Messenger. I was on YouTube and I saw this. I clicked on the wrong thing. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, Shifty Brent. Oh, this.
So someone's used AI to make
Brocks.
Go on, give it the intro and then we can listen to a bit.
I was clicked on the wrong video and so this picture because it looks like an old album. So, and then it's playing, what the fuck is this? It's a soul version of 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying.
What up, blood?
What?
What up, cuz?
What?
Oh, right there.
What up, blood?
It's quite clever, isn't it?
Yeah, done really well. I
might have to play that on my show, actually. Shifty Brent, yeah. Yeah, so where did you come across that then, Kat?
This is on YouTube. I just happened to... I wasn't watching what I was doing and I misclicked on it.
Oh, your honour. Yeah. Fucking got you another... You
I remember one of your websites, mate.
Like, you shrub rocketeer.
you guitarist for the who.
Yeah. You crazy world of Arthur Brown. You slot badger. You Unabomber.
You Clarky taker.
You daisy sniffer. Oh, dear. Oh, do you know what that reminds me of? Oh, I've got to find mind? It now. No, sure. I absolutely have to find this now. you'll like this.
That's what she said.
No, really. Oh, here we go.
Okay, 5PA, please, and large whiskey.
Oi, Matt!
Oh.
How you doing? You all right?
All right, yeah.
It's my boys, Ratty, the Nonce.
Hello. Right, yeah, no, I've heard a lot about you two.
Yeah, he's not just the Nonce, he's got loads of other nicknames, isn't he? Yeah,
Fantastic, Minge and Bracket, Clitoris, all sorts.
The Growler, Prowler, yeah. Billy the Cunt, AIDS.
Flapjack. Do it again.
I've heard a lot about you two, actually.
Oh. Yeah, he's got loads of other nicknames, not just the Nonce. Go on, pipe up.
Fantastic. Minge and Bracket, Clitoris all sorts.
Shit nuts, Billy the Cunt.
One more.
Billy the Cunt. Oh, dear. Fucking brilliant. The thing is, though, with Gervais's stuff, it's often the bloopers that are funnier than the programme.
Yeah.
I was chatting with my daughter's partner, but earlier, actually, and those going on about, oh, God, what was it now? I can't remember now. It'll come back to me. It'll come back to me. But yeah, it was kind of centered around that. What's that show where Gervais did Derek? It was like, what the hell is he doing that for? It's,
yeah,
a bit suspect. Yeah, very funny bloopers. Very funny. Oh.
It's not just the nuns, you've got loads of nicknames, haven't you? Go on, pipe up. Yeah,
Fantastic, Minging Bracket, Clitoris All Sorts.
Shit for Brains, Billy the Cun, AIDS.
AIDS.
Cock Dodger, Cock Smuggler, Cock Sucker, Dick Licker, Turkish Rim Job.
Right, Turkish Rim Job. Oh, dear. Is this what we've become?
Elevated ourselves
to. Yeah. I'm going to the cinema on Sunday. I'm going to... Oh, no, I don't call it the cinema, do I? Because I'm a snob. I call it the Fleep It. Yeah. I know it's going to be an awful experience because I'm going to be watching a film with Jared Leto in.
Tron.
Yeah, everything that he's involved with turns to shit. Even his shit turns to shit. Yeah, Tron Ares. Being of that age, I love the original Tron. The sequel was all right, honestly, but I've not liked a single thing that Jared Leto's been in. I'm sorry.
No, he's in one good one. What's it? That drug, Requiem for a Dream. He was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's all right. Was
he? I don't know. Have I seen that?
Yeah, that was good. So, Darren Aronofsky directed, I think it was, and it's very weird. Jennifer's in it as well. He's a Fight Club. He played a small part in Fight Club. So, and Fight Club obviously is brilliant.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did Jared Leto appear in Fight Club?
He's the blonde one who beats the shit out of and says, I want you to destroy something beautiful.
Oh, that was Jared Leto. Okay. Well, yeah. I'd like to see that. I think the idea of him being punched to death it really appeals to me in a personal way.
Yeah. And he was in Panic Room as well. Panic Room's a great film. David Fincher film.
Panic Room wasn't too bad. That had Jodie Foster in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster. Oh, yeah,
that's right, actually. It was quite a good concept for a film. Like that to one telephone, was a telephone booth with Colin Farrell years ago. Like, the whole fucking plot was pretty much in this telephone box. Yeah.
Phone booth, that was called. Yeah, that was
really phone booth, sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Telephone booth.
A telephone contraption.
A lot of are. Operator, please call someone to wipe my asshole. Dear, oh dear.
Well, do you guys like stuff?
Stuff? I don't mind stuff, actually. It makes me kind of go a bit... Oh.
Yeah, I went off stuff when they brought out the new and improved things.
Oh, new and improved things. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Didn't speak any Belgium, but it was all right.
Yeah.
Bloody Belgium.
Up the Belgians. Don't like it up them.
They don't like it up them.
No. I tried to watch The Paper, which is a sequel or spin-off from The Office, and thought it was crap. So, giving up after four episodes.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
What else? Only Murders in the Building. Brilliant. Love that.
So, you what's in the building?
Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Yeah. I think my wife's seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, very good film. Series Slow Horses. Been watching that.
Slow Horses is fantastic, isn't it?
Great.
It really is. Yeah.
We've just finished the latest series.
Must be David's favourite from Slow Horse.
Yeah, plural. What's he? Oh, fucking hell. Godfather of Harlem. Is that what it's called? Yeah. That's a really good series. Just watched fourth one of that.
All right.
Nice. We've been watching Grace, that one set in that UK crime thing set in Brighton.
Brighton.
And now the new Karen Perry just come out, so we'll probably watch that today or tonight.
I started watching that and didn't get in past the first, maybe second episode. Is it good?
There's only one. Two or three episodes in the first one, because it's the lady that wrote Wire in the Blood. It's one of her books.
Oh.
Yeah. So the first one was really good. So I'm looking forward to the second one. Yeah. Very nice.
Very nice indeed.
There you go.
Yeah, fuck. I've been fighting with my phone for the last, since the last Apple update. My phone, the keyboard keeps switching. So I normally use a swipe keyboard. And then I'll get halfway through a word and it goes, nah, I'm going back to another keyboard. It just switches and I'm fucking, what's going on here? Oh, I've got to fucking just start.
Right. And you look at the screen and you've typed in like smallboys.com. Yeah. I've got your number.
Same old.
You've had that experience before, have you? Yeah.
Cunt. You're on
a... fucking gives me this shit. I have to get ChatGPT to help you fucking fix it because I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
If I only knew someone that worked at a fruit-based company.
Oh, look, I'd almost not thought about them for nearly an hour. You absolute cocksplint.
Someone who could pass on really big discounts and never has done once in his fucking life.
I don't get big discounts.
Oh, you were there as well.
You horrible bastards. Bastards. That's my Sean Penn impersonation. No, not Sean Penn, Sean Beam. Every film he does. Oh, you bastard. Oh, I've just seen this Roland Juno 6. Oh, that was a lovely old keyboard.
Late night shopping.
Oh, I wonder how much one of those is. Hang on. Let's have a look on eBay.
Get the Tory wallet out.
Roland, fuck off. Juno 6. Didn't
take about the Express Platinum?
Oh, you can get one for £1,600.
There you go.
Get two. Throw one away.
Get four. Just in case. Yeah, you got two hands on, yeah? Yeah, left and right.
It is nice, actually. It is nice.
He said, that's your Sean Bean bastard. I'm pretty sure there's a supercut on YouTube, which is just every time he said it in one video.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Well, I'll search that in 1 minute, but first.
Do them again.
Dick liquor, cocksucker, shit for brain, shit head. Your mum shit. Shit mum. Fucking off. You've got queer mint rhino. Let me go get on that.
Queer mint rhino.
Shit for brain.
Right, is this the thing you're talking about, Dom?
You killed my horse, you bastard. You're a Scots bastard.
Move, you bastards! Move, you lazy bastards!
You fat bastard. Mongrels bastards. You turncoat bastard.
You stupid bastard.
There's a French bastard in these mountains called Loup.
Fucking hell, that's 2.5 minutes long. Bastard. So that's my week. Oh, tomorrow I'm going to go see my dad, go for a bar to eat, Radio Jackie on Sunday morning. Yeah, and then probably, I mean, like, I'm sure this Tron film, just going back to it, it's going to look brilliant and I'll, like, bang a couple of edibles about an hour before I go. Because visually it's going to be great, but I'm not expecting much of the storyline and Jared Leto can fucking flick my Jimmy for all I care.
Your small
baby. I saw the first one when I was a kid. Right. As it was appropriate. I didn't see the second one because I was no longer a kid. Nah.
Oh, you grumpy old Grinch. I'll get him because I'm no longer a kid.
I fully intended to watch it, never got around to it, and then it just seemed pointless. From what I've heard, this third one's supposed to be good, but it's the Tron world in the real world or something like that, and the light cycles and whatnot. So it may well be interesting.
Yeah, well, it's
Didn't the first one have Jeff Bridges in it?
That's right. He's still in it, but he's like well old. Yeah. He's older than me, I think. He must be. I'm going to find out if he's. Oh, fuck off!
No, that's a fucking possible. Lie.
Go on, let's have a look, shall we?
Let's guess. Like, who's older, Jeff Bridges, Davian, or the Pyramids?
You really are an horrible bastard. Yes, he is older than me. Thank you very much. He's 75. I was a lot older than me then, by a fair margin. 18 years older. Right, 1949. Okay. 75. That's
I think Dom's put his fan up his bum.
That's all. Yeah, that's kind of getting towards what they call a good innings sort of age, isn't it?
Oh, my.
bloody getting invited to more funerals and parties these days. Oh, God, yeah, I'm sounding like the proper old man now. Oh, yeah, back in 1975 when you could have a laugh. I hate it when people say that on social media. Like they say, oh, you don't see posts like this anymore. Remember when you could laugh? And I normally reply saying, what do you mean posts like this? You're just commenting on the post that you're commenting that doesn't exist. And your comment is under a post showing it does exist. You fucking stupid hag. Fuck off.
Jeez.
But anyway, yeah. Jeff Bridges is older than me.
What's the anything to you?
Nah, pish and tish.
My daughter's going to Canada in December, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And there's legal edibles there, so. Yeah, look out.
Fisted by a moose within a week. My name is Moose Knuckle. Yeah. Hey, maybe that could be my drag name. I've been trying to come up with a drag name. Maybe it should be Moose Knuckle.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fucking brilliant. Yeah. You had it here first, folks. Folks first, yeah. For the Moose idea. Knuckle. Oh, sorry, I have to move into another room. Except for the nice ones. There's only a couple in the barrel. Yeah. What was that, Rick Grote? Oh, I don't know. A
couple of bad apples falling.
Something like that, yeah. So so what was the last cinema film you cunt saw, either at the cinema or on someone's home cinema?
Let's have a look.
Kat's going to mention something that's fucking black and white with no sound on, isn't he? Pretentious cunt.
Something farty.
Farty was that
with a solid F.
Yeah.
I can't fucking think of the last thing I saw at the fucking movies.
Now on CBS, Cunty in Blackfist.
I saw Gladiator 2 ages ago, but I've seen something else.
That was shit, wasn't it? It was like
it wasn't great.
They went to the script of Gladiator, did Control A, Control C, Control V on a new document, and changed the word Gladiator to Gladiator 2, and like random word search for anyone's names, and changed that. Prince, there you go. Got a new script. Fucking dreadful, man.
Yeah, they filled the fucking arena up with water and had boats in it. And like, yeah, I don't know if it. Yeah, that's not. It's a little far fetched. So.
Yeah,
you don't have. You want to put spaceships in there? Really, you can just have like a couple. No, of
that might have been good.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's what I watched. Last time I watched was Thursday Murder Club.
I don't think I've seen that.
Is it one of your home movies?
No. It's a legitimate film made by legitimate people. And I started watching Superman as well, and then forgot I was watching it. So I've just spoiled that now.
I'm not a big fan of the new Superman. A lot of my friends are. It's like, I just didn't really like it. I liked the, what else? Yeah, the new Fantastic Four film is pretty good, I thought.
Oh, yeah, you said about that.
Did I? Oh, I can't fucking remember what I did this morning. Ask me about the Factory Records number of an old New Order single, and I can go ding, just like that. But ask me what I actually did last week, and I won't fucking remember.
And all those edibles you have for breakfast.
Probably might be something to do with that, but yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you that I was going to get for my fibromyalgia. I'm getting a referral to like a pain clinic where they can potentially prescribe good stuff for the onwards management of the pain. I got my referral from the NHS, and thank you very much, successions of Tory ruining of the NHS, because my referral to see the pain specialist is next April.
Ah.
Yeah, so I've got to live on and off bloody codeine. And, well, let's be honest, listeners, I do manage to find some edibles from weird and wonderful sources. Yeah, fucking April next year, man.
I've got, remember last Christmas when I was in hospital?
And, when I gave you my heart and the very next day you took it away?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
Sold it for crack.
What?
Yeah. So I told I would need an emergency... I was told I would need an emergency
fist.
Take your what's it called?
Penis.
Take your gallbladder out.
Small child. What?
Fucking hell.
Gallbladderectomy was his goal. And what? It was an emergency and it could have been done straight away. This was last December. Next week, I've got to go for my bloods and then I'll get a date. So it could be before the following Christmas.
So Jesus, mate. Fucking hell. It's, yeah.
It's amazing how it's always like, oh, no, we're going to refine this and we'll streamline it. And they just fucking grind it into the dirt.
Lessons have been learned. Whenever a politician says that, you just know that you've learned nothing, have you? And you're just fucking lying. I can tell you're lying because your lips are moving.
Like, there was a problem here when the Tories were in charge last time.
As they murdered you, dumb.
And they fucking, the private health businesses were suffering because not enough people were signing up. So, and they're also struggling to get things through. So rather than give money, put my money into Medicare so it would work better. They said, oh, let's get about $2.5 billion. We'll give it to the private insurers to help them and they can facilitate more. What? Why would you fucking do that, you moron?
Fucking
because
hell.
We want to ruin the system. That's the whole point. Once it's ruined, then you're sick of it.
Yeah, run model. It into the ground. So so the viable the only alternative presented to you, you think, oh yeah, this will be better. Fucking. Yeah.
Oh look, we've really done our best, but it's really struggling. We need to the private sector. Well, they'll take up all the slack. They'll take all your fucking money.
Yeah,
it just does my fucking head in.
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy world.
It's run by fucking crooked, greedy bastards.
What's this? I've just every now and again I do dip into the cesspit that is Twitter. I still won't call it X. The Washington Post. Yes, Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. His Gaza agreement. What the actual fuck? I don't want to be in this world anymore, dear listener. I'm breaking the fourth wall here. I'm speaking to you. I actually don't want to be here anymore. Jesus.
Well, we've had sorry, go, Dom.
No, I was going to say, I think it gets better now. I think if I realise, I had a quick look before, I'm pretty sure, and I might be on drugs, I'm pretty sure that the president of the USA has quote tweeted the president of Russia who's at war and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, because Putin had said something about, Trump deserves the, he's making great inroads for world peace and he's not been recognised, something like that. And the president of America is quote tweeted him. What world do we live in?
Oh, I know.
Absolutely fucking mental. Mental. Yeah.
Look, I didn't see the context of the post, but there's an independent senator here had posted our foreign minister, Penny Wong. She's very big on the rights of the gay community in Australia. So they had the right to get married, which affects her directly because she's gay. And that was a very emotional thing. But then when it came to, I don't know, butchering people in the Middle East, then, oh, well, these people have the right to defend it. She's an actual fucking lawyer, so she knows what international law is. And now it's where she's crapping on about, oh, well, yeah, this has been the most that's been done for peace in the Middle East for quite some time. So now she's going to lean into that. So I don't know what pictures Mossad has of her doing whatever, but fucking, it's just fucking off the chain. It's
El Dodgerino.
Yeah. And like Charlie Kirk's murder, there's more holes in that. Like you can find some brain dead. Like, all right, look at the facts of this case and see if you can figure out if this makes any sense, where the guy's turning up with the gun in his pants, puts the gun together, after he's climbed up onto puts it in his backpack, which won't fit in his backpack, climbs up onto the roof, puts it together, takes a shot without even sighting it, and then puts it back in his bag after he pulls it to pieces, which takes... He's got to go to a screwdriver too. He can't, fuck, man. None of it. They didn't even try. Let's just get a bunch of random things together and we'll just tell them this is the truth and we'll stick to it. Really? Really?
That'll work.
Yeah. Well, there's a magic bullet, right? It went up and it went left and it went down and it went over here and we'll stick with that story for fucking 70 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Jackie. Suck out the governor. bounced off a belt.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's just fucking bullshit. Just tell them anything. We'll just say, well, this is no. There's no other information.
Yeah, so I don't know.
No one got raped on Epstein's Island. That didn't happen. Well, there's no client list. And then the next thing is, oh, well, weren't you hanging around this person who donated to Jeffrey Epstein? I thought there was no one on the client list. Oh, yeah, there's no list. So yeah, that, what I said doesn't matter. Then what did you say it for? Oh, you fucked up, obviously. What are you doing? You're not even trying. This is the worst fucking cover-up. Now, there's all these people got what, they raped themselves, these girls? Yep, all raped themselves. It was just one guy, thousands of girls. Yeah.
He was very, very busy.
Always the film. Like a sewing machine.
Yeah.
It's just fucking mental. Anyway.
Yes.
So what are you guys doing for the rest of your weekend?
Well, I've got me visiting my dad in the cinema, as I said, and my radio.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, not much for me.
Fisting the dead.
Yeah. Licking windows. I'm not much fun, to be honest. Bit of decorating, perhaps. Maybe find a record shop or some sort.
Yeah.
I'll be doing a bit, really. How about you? Apart from spending money.
Yeah, lots.
No, I'll be trying to spend as little money as possible. Probably go to the gym tomorrow or later on today.
It's going to go bang gym.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a comedy, a stand-up guy. He's a bouncer talking to his other doorman.
Oh,
how
yes.
They've been banging gym.
Big black guy, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I saw that guy. Funny as fuck, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he banged gym. I bet you banged gym. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. There may be golf tomorrow.
Golf. Tory bastard.
Hot kettle. You're black.
I know, and I'm proud.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Right, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, not much. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And Dom's going to sign off with one of his famously funny jokes.
I say.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.